What Happened When Adam Failed by Betsy St. Amant Haddix. The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit of the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" And the woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." Genesis 3:12-13. Genesis 3 reads like one intense game of finger-pointing. God questioned Adam while he was hiding, and Adam blamed Eve. Then God questioned Eve, so Eve blamed the serpent. Sound familiar? I don't know about you, but I can be pretty quick to cast blame far away from myself after I sin too. It's like I try to toss it up in the air, hoping it sticks to anything at all when it lands and distracts the attention away from myself. Guess what? That's part of our depraved nature. I bet your kids do that too, don't they? They don't have to be taught to lie, exaggerate, stretch the truth, or point the finger of blame. It comes to them as fleshly, sinful survival method. The ironic truth is the one true survival method is found in confession and repentance. Adam and Eve figured that out eventually, but not before it was too late for their freedom in the garden. After the serpent tested Eve and she fell into sin, it's noted in verse 6 that Adam was right there. "So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruits and ate, and she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate." Even as Eve took that first bite, Adam failed his husbandly role with her. That might sound familiar too, huh? A husband not being protective, a husband causing hurt instead of compassion, a husband following instead of leading. Even as far back as the Garden of Eden, man has struggled to fulfill his God-given role. Adam failed Eve. Eve also failed Adam, but that's a different devotion for a different day. You don't have to look far to find a woman who has been disappointed by a man. When God questioned Adam, he immediately pointed to Eve and said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit of the tree and I ate." I can only imagine Eve's face when Adam said, "The woman you gave me." Ouch! Instead of blaming Adam back, Eve turned and blamed the serpent. Sure, the serpent was involved in deception, but at the end of the day, Eve's sin was her own choice. Adam's sin to follow her was his own choice, and in those choices, death sprung to life. The consequences of this exchange between God, Adam, and Eve we still experience today. Man was cursed with futile work, woman was cursed with painful childbearing and with an endless power struggle against her husband, the earth was cursed, the serpent was cursed, death entered the world. But what's beautiful here is that Jesus, through the gospel, stepped in and more than fulfilled the role that Adam failed. Romans 5:19, "For as by the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience, the many will be made righteous." There's no good news without bad news. Adam and Eve are the poster kids for the bad news, but in Genesis 3:15, we have the first glimpse of hope. "I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." The first glimpse of Christ. Adam failed Eve in the garden by standing there while she was being deceived by the serpent, by not speaking up for God's word, and by not taking charge of the situation and leading her away from temptation. But Jesus stepped in to fulfill all of our failures. Because of God's love for us, and because of his holiness and justness, he made a way to atone for our sin and failures by becoming the perfect sacrificial lamb. By living a sinless life, dying, experiencing the wrath of God poured out, and rising again, Jesus fulfilled it all. He covered Adam's sin, Eve's sin, yours and mine. Your husband will fail you. You will fail him too. You'll fail your kids and your friends and your coworkers, and they'll all fail you. But because of Christ, we can forgive ourselves and others. As believers in Jesus, we can move forward despite our failures because they're remembered no more at the foot of the cross. Because Jesus paid it all.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, We'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
It's a crazy world out there, moms and dads. I'm Catherine Seegers, host of Christian Parent Crazy World, the podcast that tackles tough topics to help you be a godly parent in an ungodly world. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.